We're here at IUPUI POS Pantry, and here with me is
Joe Spaulding.
So walk us through as far as, you know, the registration for the online training. That's kind of new to me, and also how they register here.
Sure. So all volunteers are directed to our website to sign up to volunteer, and because we have so many students wanting to volunteer, it's easier to just have them go through a video online to figure out how the pantry operates, what to do in certain situations, talk about confidentiality and maintaining the integrity of the identity of our students coming by, and also our staff members. We're open to staff members as well on IUPUI's campus.
Yeah.
And so after they've done that and they've passed a short quiz online, then they're signed up and able to sign up for different time slots, for being able to volunteer here. When somebody who wants to use the pantry comes to the pantry, they'll come. We're located in the campus center on the second floor, and all they have to do is sign a client intake form, which gives some basic information, as well as some university required. They have to sign basically their life away. Not really, but have to sign an agreement saying you won't get sick off of our food, something basic, and then they're free to shop. So we work on a point system. So if you identify as somebody as you have only one person living in your household, you have 15 points to spend. If you have more than one person living in your household, you have around 20 points to spend. And to give you a perspective, that fills up about two grocery bags full pretty well. It turns out to be a lot of food.
How many times can they come a month?
We don't keep track of that. They can come as often as they need it. We also don't ask if they have any proof of financial need, anything like that. It's all we're going to trust you if you need it.
That's good.
So once a client comes into the pantry, they have to swipe what's called their JAG tag. We're the IUPUI Jaguars, and so we have student ID tags that need to be swiped, and that helps us maintain confidentiality. So when I swipe their JAG tag card, no name comes up, no personal information comes up. They just swipe it, and then they're logged into the system. Staff members who have, you know, the authority to go and look up student information can see their student ID number, different things like that if we need to get a hold of them or something like that. Let's say we get a donation of green beans that there's an E. coli breakout and we've identified that we've received a shipment of those. We can call those students and get their files to be able to contact them.
So do you have like a software that you use?
We do. It's actually produced by the university. It's called Event Metrics, and it's used similarly with all of our campus events. So as students come to campus events, they can swipe their JAG tag so we can track who's all coming to events and that sort of thing.
Wow.
So after they swiped their JAG tag, they can go about shopping in the pantry. On the walls, we have a sign that identifies how many points they're able to spend. So 1 point, canned food is worth 1 point. Boxed or dried good items are worth 2 points. Personal hygiene care is worth 1 point. And then let's say we have bread or fresh produce donated, which we haven't done that yet, but we're working on it. Then that's worth 0 points because it's going to go bad. We want it to get out the door, so we're not wasting food. And yeah.
Is there like a check system to make sure that they did not go over 15 points?
Yeah, so they'll go back to the same desk right outside the pantry and check out with the same volunteers they checked in with, and they'll go through all of their food, check for expiration dates to make sure nobody's getting any bad food. If we do find some bad food, they'll feel free to go back and get some more, but they'll make sure that they use their points correctly, and then they'll be free to leave.
So how do you receive food and supplies here?
The majority of our food is donated from IUPUI staff, students, and faculty. We're blessed to have 30,000 people on our campus. It's a big university. We have had Eli Lilly come and do a volunteer day with us. They donated some food. A Girl Scout troop is coming later tonight, and they picked us up and said, hey, we want to do a project for them. So we have had some community involvement, but for the most part, it's been students and staff on campus.
How do you get the word out?
We've also been blessed that we've been on the news 3 times right. this year, which has been great. But we advertise similar with any other campus event, flyers, posters, social media. Thank goodness, you know, we're serving students, so they're all on Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of thing.
So you haven't resourced, like, outside food banks yet?
No, we haven't. Actually, Gleaners Food Bank did consult with us and gave us some pointers on some of the things that we should follow. For instance, our shelves need to be 4 inches away from the wall, that sort of thing. Just some basic things to get started. But no, we haven't had to consult with anybody getting any outside sourcing for food yet.
Why is that? Are you not approved, or why are they not offering you to for their help?
Yeah, so it's a really sticky situation since we're not a 501c3. We're, you know, operating out of a public institution, so they're not set up legally with red tape quite yet to be able to donate to us. It's kind of a little bit weird. But also, we just haven't needed to. We've had some incredible support on campus. And whenever we're in need, whenever our shelves, I'm going to send out an email today, our shelves are looking a little bit bare, it'll be full by next week.
Wow. Okay. So what is your greatest need right now, and also contact information for organizations or groups of people who might be able to help out?
All right. I mean, we're always in need of food. We operate in a very, very small space, so by the time we fill up, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be empty. So we do encourage people from the community to come and support us. We have food donation crates scattered around our campus in different buildings. So during regular business hours, if somebody wants to bring in food, they can look up where those locations are on our website and come and donate food. We also do accept monetary donations. You can find that information also on our website. And all of that is tax deductible. But really, it's getting the word out, and not just for us, but the state of hunger in Indianapolis as well. Indianapolis is struggling, and
So website and also contact information?
Yeah, it's go.iu.edu/pausepantry. And then if you'd like to contact us, it's jagsfood, J-A-G-S, food at iupui.edu.
All right.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yes. I appreciate it.
All right. Bless you. What an encouragement to interview Joe Spaulding of Pause Pantry here at IUPUI. He mentioned that this vision was started 2 years ago by a girl or a student who heard about the same thing from the state of Florida. And after a year and a half, now it becomes a reality. It's an encouragement for me and hopefully for everyone who's listening to this podcast. Together, we can address hunger, the issue of hunger in school, in our neighborhoods, and in the marketplace. God bless you. And one more thing, I was able to pray for Joe for encouragement, for strength, and for creativity. To be a full-time student and at the same time manage this big food pantry. Until then, God bless you.